Good morning. This is Wesley Walker, pastor of the Church of God Seventh Day, speaking for the Living Word broadcast. My friend, have you ever studied the Word of God and there was an overwhelming feeling that came over you as to how much there was in the Bible that one does not understand? The wisdom of God is so great that man is moved by it. That is why we can spend a lifetime in searching and studying, yet not completely gather all there is to know about God. But we are thankful for what God has revealed, and that is why we like to share with each other so we can learn from one another. If this radio broadcast helps just one individual, then all of our work and expense was worth it. If you are enjoying the program, then sit down and write to us and let us know. This program is dedicated to helping people learn more about the Lord and His life. But now let's pause and listen to this message in song. We certainly hope that you enjoy it.
I am looking for the Lord to come, waiting for the home He has promised me. Oh, what a glorious day it will be when at last He sets me free. My faith would grow weak in the storm. He gives strength to keep holding on. His assurance gives me hope. I am looking for the Lord to come. I am looking for the Lord to come. Listening for the trumpet sound. I am waiting for that blessed day. Sweet and what love we'll share. Every day is one step closer. I am looking for the Lord to come. I am looking for the Lord to come. Listening for the trumpet sound. I am waiting for that blessed day.
In our last two broadcasts, we mentioned concerning a tree that was placed in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve was created, and placed in the garden to partake of it, to dress it, and God told them that they could partake of every tree and fruit of the garden, but this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were not to partake of it nor touch it, lest they die. The fruit of that tree would destroy their relationship with God. And so they were, the last two broadcasts we mentioned of also the forbidden fruit today, which God
has told man that he should not partake of. And when he did, it, or that forbidden fruit that exists today, would also destroy his relationship with God. But as we go back to Genesis 2, verses 8 and 9, we find that there was another tree that was placed in the Garden of Eden. Let's read this reference. It says, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food." And then it mentions the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden. The tree of life was placed there for man to partake of. And I do believe that before Adam and Eve fell from grace, that they were allowed to eat of that garden, because God says that they could eat of every tree and every fruit in the garden, but of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And also today, I do believe, my friend, that there's fruit that enhances our relationship with God, that there's fruit that will feed or stimulate our relationship with God. Just as the fruit of the tree of life sustained their spiritual life, the fruit of which we are encouraged to partake of today will also sustain our spiritual life today. But before we get into the heart of our message today, the tree of life is mentioned once again, and this is in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 and 2. You know, it's peculiar that the tree of life would be mentioned in the first book of the Bible and also the last book of the Bible. That's really encouraging to realize that. It's placed in the beginning of the life of man, and it also is mentioned, you might say, at the end of the life of man, because God is mentioned, Jesus is mentioned about coming and restoring the earth and his kingdom, the kingdom of the millennial age, and also in the book of Revelation. So in Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2, it says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life." Notice, the tree of life is mentioned again, "which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Now, some people feel that the tree of life that is mentioned in Genesis, the second chapter, was a type of Christ. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. And the tree of life that's mentioned in Revelation 22 represents Christ himself. And so the fruit of Christ is what we want to partake of today, to enhance, to feed, to sustain our spiritual life and our relationship with God. So let us notice now the various kinds of fruit that will feed and enhance our relationship with God. The first, I do believe, is that's worthy of mentioning is found in John 13, verse 34. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." And love, you might say, is the foundation of our relationship with God. If we don't love God, then my friend, how can we live for him and serve him? And if we do not love our fellow man, then how can we treat him as we ought? Love is the foundation of everything that's good and wonderful. And so Jesus said, A new commandment I give, that you love one another as I have loved you. In other words, the love of Jesus, or Jesus' love for us, is so pure and wonderful in spite of our faults. He still loves us. You know, it's easy for us to love other people when they treat us good and when they're good to us. But that's not the kind of love that God wants us to have. Jesus said that we ought to love one another as he loved us. So Jesus loves us in spite of our faults. In spite of our false comings, his love is still there. And his love is manifested toward us. So love is a fruit of which we can partake of. And it will enhance, it will feed, it will keep alive our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Jesus also said in the next verse, verse 35, he says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." All people can definitely know if we have love one for another. And he says, by this they will know that we are his disciples. Another fruit that we need to partake of today, of which we see so little existing, is found in Ephesians 4, verse 32. Paul says, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Kindness is something that we see so little of today. Everyone is going his own way. Everyone is living his own individual life. Everyone feeling that he doesn't have time for anyone else but himself. But kindness is something that grows. And if we share it with somebody, they in turn will share it with someone else. Kindness is something that draws people to us and draws you to them, because it's so enticing and so enjoyable. Love and kindness go together. They just simply fit one with another, just like a hand and glove fits one another. And so Paul says, "Be ye kind one to another." Even though that people are spiteful to us, they can say harsh things to us, but we still can smile and say something nice back to them. That's what God wants us to do. He says that vengeance belongs to him. He'll deal with those individuals who are harsh and unkind to us, but we are commanded to be kind to them. Another kind of fruit of which it's good to partake of, and that will enhance our relationship with God and those around us, is found in 2 Timothy 2, verse 24. It says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle." Be gentle unto all men. Gentleness is something that has to be cultivated. That doesn't come naturally, but when the Spirit of God is on our life and the love of God comes into our life, then we want to be kind and gentle to those around us. Oh yes, just as there's the fruit of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, there's fruit today of which we should partake of, and it should be a part of our life. I'll have to come to a close at this time, but we'll take up our subject again in our next broadcast. But I'd like to mention the booklet which I feel you would enjoy reading, and a booklet which I feel would enhance your relationship with God. The name of the booklet is "Not by Bread Alone." I know you will feel blessed as you read this inspirational booklet, and God will come very close to you. Write for it today. The name of the booklet, Not by Bread Alone. Write to the Living Word Broadcast, P.O. Box 3001, Fort Smith, Arkansas, 72903. Until our next broadcast, may God be with you.
When my faith would grow weak in the storm, He gives strength to keep holding on. His assurance.